You're listening to the God, Family, and Country Radio Show. Here's Pastor Kurt and Lance Hoppus.
Good evening, and God bless you, South Texas. God bless you, one and all. We're so happy to be able to be here on this radio program with y'all. On KTSA 550 on your radio dial, you have found it. So stop moving those fingers around on that dial. Leave it alone. We have a lot to talk about. This is the God Family Country Radio Show. I'm Lance Hoppus, and in studio with us is Pastor Kurt. We're going to be talking about a lot of things this evening, and this program runs from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock every Sunday night. We're taking a lot of information, and a lot of our discussion is going to be coming out of a radio show we did a couple weeks ago for y'all. A gentleman by the name of Mark Biltz was on the program with us, and he talked briefly about a book that he has written, and we're going to be working out of that book in a lot of this radio program, a lot of discussion about the book. The book is called America at War 2024-2026, The Sons of Light versus the Sons of Darkness by Mark Biltz. So I would suggest very strongly that when you listen to what we're talking about, that you keep it in mind that this book has been published and been put out by pastor and founder of El Shaddai Ministries. And you can go to, do you have the website for them, Pastor Kurt? I have it here, but I don't have my glasses on.
I'll get it for you in just a second.
You get it? Okay.
I just was going to tell people that, you know, we reran the show last week. And again, we had a massive response to that. And one of the reasons that we're going to be doing is taking a deeper dive into that today. Lance and I have got our own comments that we really wanted to be able to talk about. So we've been studying it, and we're excited about it. And we know that you are, because it was our all-time number one show that we've done.
A lot of the information that you're going to hear this evening, I'm going to be reading from his book. So forgive me, please, if I stumble around whatsoever, because, you know, that's the way it goes. But the information is sound. It's not fake news. It's real information. It's documented information that we're going to be giving you. This book is about prophecy. So first of all, to be able to understand this radio show, you have to be a believer in God. And you have to understand that we have a Savior by the name of Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. So those are our beliefs right there. And yes, I believe in the prophecies and I believe in the signs. Pastor Kurt and I, though, for a little edification on your part, Pastor Kurt and I, we get in some heated discussions about this, because I'll go, you know, I don't like using this guy's name, but it's the devil's advocate. Because, you know, I've been around a while. I've seen a thing or two and know a thing or two. And then I have to ask myself, well, what you think you know, do you really know? And is that really so? Case in point, I'll say to Pastor Kurt, you know, man, this has been happening. It's gone on and on and on. There's been wars. There's been these skirmishes back and forth across borders. Well, all that's true, but it isn't true. And the reason it isn't true is because of there's one qualifier that is the key. It's the magic key in the door, or it's the turning over of the hourglass. And that's the founding of Israel, 1948. So every time that I have a question in my mind, I scratch my head. I go, yeah, but no prophecy. Yeah, but how many times have people called on that one? You know, and I look at Pastor Kurt and I'll laugh and I'll say, well, you know, we got to stay away from the Kool-Aid stands, you know, thinking about what happened with Jim Jones. Is this a Jim Jones moment? Well, once again, Israel, 1948.
Thank God I'm here for a voice of reason.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that.
It's already started, folks.
So here we go. Now I'm going to preface this with, we know that here in the United States, we have a presidential election coming up, and it's a biggie. It's pretty much cutting this nation right in half. I firmly know who I want to see as president, and I'm not even going to bring that up, because I don't think it really matters. I don't believe that who does become president or doesn't become president is going to make one bit of difference. And here's why. And Pastor Kurt put this together, so I'm going to be reading this from the study that you put together, and then we're going to get into some of the information of the book. Is that okay, Pastor?
Sure.
So Pastor Kurt put this information together, and it's a little commentary. For over 4 years now, almost everyone who pays attention to what's going on in the world lives in a constant state of anxiety. The reason? They're waiting for the next shoe to drop, the next major global event that will upend their lives. Let's talk about that for a moment. What is it you've seen over the last 4 years take place? COVID has taken place. The economy stood upside down on its head.
Well,
ESG has come in. DEI has come in. Wokeism has come in. CRT has come in. All these different things, eventually you get worn out as an individual. You go, you know, I can only pay attention to so much. I think I'm going to turn my back and just not pay attention anymore. We looked at lockdowns, passports being locked down, mandates being passed on. You had to get a shot. Don't get a shot. Wear the mask. Don't wear the mask. Stay at home. Don't visit your friends. Don't visit your family. Don't hug your mother. Don't hug your grandmother. Your grandmother's in the hospital. Don't go see her. If you do, we're putting you in jail.
Close down the churches.
Close down the churches. And they closed. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, in the United States of America, we closed our churches.
Wasn't that long ago?
Nope. I remember
we had neighbor turning against neighbor. Do you remember that?
Neighbors turning against neighbors. And I remember on a Thanksgiving, we had Thanksgiving at your house, Pastor Kurt, and we defied the law. Not only did we have Thanksgiving at your house,
it wasn't a law. We didn't break any law.
Well, the city of San Antonio, did they not say that you can't have over so many people together for Thanksgiving and you can't be. What was that? How'd that go?
All I know is it was just the four of us and we had a great time. And
I was sure closer than 6 foot.
Yes, we were.
Get your belly and my belly involved in it. You know, we're about five feet.
We didn't break any laws, but they certainly wanted to shut it down, right?
They wanted to shut it down. And if it did break a law, I didn't really care. So there you are. I don't think all laws are just and all laws I don't believe you don't have to be paying attention to. How do I say that? Because our government has shown us that that's the truth.
Right. But also what else have we had happen?
We've had global supply chain issues completely upset our flow of goods and services in the United States. Yes, services. Restaurants were shut down. Hospitals were shut down. Hospitals stopped allowing people to come in if you didn't have a mask on. Then you had to have proof of a card on a card showing that you had a shot. You know, all this stuff started happening. We saw mayors and governors, mayors of cities, governors of states turn into maniacal, absolute fascist, communist idiots declaring what you can do, what you can't do. Shutting down in Wisconsin, they shut down the sale of paint, shut down the sale of some of the goods that you could purchase in your home to fix your home up.
Well, they made a decision from a retail standpoint who could be open and who couldn't be open.
And they left the big box stores open and closed the little ones up so that the little guys went out of business. And they still have not recovered. At the same time, we're seeing Russia invasion of Ukraine. October 7th happened with Hamas. The attack on Israel by Hamas, October 7th. Israel was quietly minding their own business and they were viciously attacked. And over 1,300 people in Israel, innocents, not all of them Israelis. There could have been a lot of foreign people, and there were a lot of foreign people involved in that died, lost their lives in it. A barbaric, inhumane attack. We see the shutdown of Red Sea shipping lanes, the Straits of Hormuz, numerous rumors of other major events set to break out at any moment. So what's next? Is it going to get worse before it gets better? The answer, we believe, is yes. And we're getting ready to talk about why we think that.
It's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse.
I wish that were not true, Lance. I wish that was not true. It's disturbing. But it's also the frog in the pot. You know, things happen a little bit at a time, one thing after another. And next thing you know, you get to a point where you don't even realize that you've lost your rights as an American. the things that took place across the world. It wasn't just here in America. It goes on and on. Folks, we're going to take this break. When we come back from break, Lance is going to kind of get into this, and we'll see where it goes from there. This is the God, Family, and Country Radio Show. God bless you. We'll be right back.
First and foremost, thank you to the God and Family Country Radio Show for this opportunity. On behalf of the Heroes Health Fair Committee, we would like to invite the people of San Antonio to attend the Heroes Health Fair Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Alice P. McDermott Communication Center located at the University of Incarnate Word. This event is specifically designed for the special needs community spanning all age groups, providing attendees and their loved ones with the opportunity to interact with some of their most cherished superheroes. The health fair offers a complimentary experience featuring enjoyable and secure activities, as well as access to healthcare resources tailored for the caregivers of individuals with special needs. Furthermore, we extend an invitation for participants to dress up in attire resembling their favorite superhero personas. We'll be providing free food and drinks to our guests. Lastly, we'll have a San Antonio Spurs special guest at the event. To get your tickets, visit our Facebook page at Future Healthcare Heroes of UIW and get your free tickets today. There are limited spaces for this exclusive event. You can also visit our website, heroeshealthfair.my.canva site. heroeshealthfair.my.canva site. If you are still in need of more information about the event, please call us at 210-789-4498. 210-789-4498. We can't wait to see everyone become a hero Saturday, April 27th at the UIW Convocation Center.
Hello, South Texas. When it comes to retirement, it's not just what you earn that's important, it's what you keep. I'd like to share an idea with you that can help you keep more of your hard-earned retirement savings. The government controls what you keep through taxation. What if there was a way to turn your retirement savings into tax-free income? Where will your retirement take you? Traveling, spending more time with family and friends, or just relaxing and reading a good book? Speaking of books, I have a great book that you'll want to read right now. Robin Hopp is here. Go to my website, bigstatefinancial.com, and request a tax-free retirement book. Go to my website. It's the name of my company, bigstatefinancial.com, and request a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement. It's real and it's free.
Visit bigstatefinancial.com right now and request your tax-free retirement book. That's bigstatefinancial.com.
You're listening to the God, Family, and Country Radio Show.
Our Constitution is a document in which we the people tell the government what it is allowed to do. We the people are free.
We are talking about the events that are taking place in the United States and in the world today and in the past, and what's coming. But so before we can even know what's coming, you have to have a foundation. And what I'm saying to you is, folks, as you're listening to this program, the reason we're giving you this information is we're really prayerful that you understand there really probably isn't much you can do about any of this other than to be aware, to protect yourselves, protect your family, and get your affairs in order.
Pray.
That's where I was going next.
Okay. Sorry. Pray.
Without prayer, it's all futile.
The Bible tells us that prayer avails much. And we are not going to change the will of God. He is in control. And we'll be talking a little bit about his sovereignty today as well. An understanding that prayer does have an effect. God knows what we're going to pray for, and he does some very unique things that that make a way where there seems to be no way, the Bible tells us. And so as we're going through this, I think one of the themes that we'd like to share with you tonight is that there's a lot of things happening with governments around the world that weren't, you know, we can't, there's not one thing we can do that's going to change things other than your vote. But again, what Lance was saying earlier, it doesn't make any difference any longer who's going to be president of the United States. There might be some small things. But we are deeply divided, aren't we, Lance?
The nation is deeply divided. You and I are not. But yes, the nation is deeply divided. And we're going to give you the reasons why we're saying, and this is just a few of the reasons on the front, setting up for the rest of it, because prophecy is being fulfilled. But for all this to take place, the United States, you know, folks, the United States doesn't have any place in the Bible. We are not mentioned anywhere in the scriptures. So that means that our position and our place in the world today is going to change. It has to change.
From an end time prophecy standpoint, that's absolutely correct.
That's right.
Yeah. Which leaves us with two things. At least I come up with, maybe you can come up with more. And one of two things. One is that we become insignificant. And I think to a certain extent, you could say that we are already at that point as a nation. The other thing would be is that we're no longer here. In other words, some sort of a nuclear war or something. Those are the only two things I've been able to come up in my head with that would take what used to be an incredible superpower and now puts us, you know, somewhere between third or fourth fiddle, depending upon how you're looking at it.
And when I look at that, I don't see that taking place, because there's ways to destroy the United States without destroying the infrastructure of the United States.
Oh, I agree with you on that. I agree.
So here we go. All wars are caused by one thing, with several little things attached to it. But all wars are always about money. All wars. Think of a single war that we've ever had and show me one that has not been about money. The next thing that is involved in wars is control and power. Who gets control? Who gets power? So let's talk about the money side of things right now. The United States is broke. I'm a financial advisor. That's how I've made my living the last 34 years of my life. I look at money. I look at money real hard. I watch money. You don't have to be a genius to put it together. All you have to do is observe. So we're going to go through some numbers here for you. We know for a fact that the United States is at a minimum of $34 trillion in debt. Now, I've heard it stated several times over that the $34 trillion is only about a third of our real debt. Only about a third, because they manipulate the money and pull the money around.
Can I tell you this about that? I don't want to interrupt, but I'll just got this at one point. There was a study that was done a few years back about the total debt of our nation. Okay, we're not just talking about the federal debt.
Right.
This would start with municipalities, and then it would take into consideration counties and then cities and all of those things. And when you add all of that up, there are very few states that are solvent. You know, California, as an example, is insolvent right now. They're completely and totally broke.
Illinois is bankrupt.
But when you add it all together, the numbers were between 180 and $190 trillion.
I'm familiar with those numbers. Yep.
And I just wanted to add that, because we look at it from a we look at it from a federal standpoint, and that is a huge, massive chunk that is now unsustainable. But you take into account everything else. And you know, it makes us, we should be grateful and thankful for those of us that live in the state of Texas, because we are one of the few states that is truly cash rich.
Illinois is bankrupt. California's bankrupt. Maryland's bankrupt. Delaware's bankrupt. Most of the Eastern Seaboard is bankrupt. New York is bankrupt. I don't know how many others are.
When you're saying bankrupt, you don't mean, I mean, they on paper, they may look like they're bankrupt, but they're not actually bankrupt yet.
Well, they're busted. The only way they're surviving is through the Federal Reserve.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, so let's talk about these numbers. Let's just stick with $34 trillion. We've heard these numbers for so many years that, you know, yeah, okay, so there's got to be a way to resolve that. Well, we're going to talk about the reality of the numbers. So how long do you think it would take you to count to a million? Just count to a million. How long do you think it would take you to count to a million? Well, I can tell you, because we got the statistics here. It would take you 12 days counting to 1 million seconds. 12 days, every second counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 12 days. 12 days to count to a million. So that's a big number. How long do you think it would take us to count all the way to 1 billion? Counting every second, nonstop. We got a debt clock, and there is a true debt clock. And that debt clock is clicking, clicking, clicking. How long is it going to take you to count 1 second at a time to 1 billion? It will take, are you ready? 31 years. We've gone from a million, counting every second, 12 days. A billion, counting every second, 31 years. You got a dollar, you stack of dollars in your hands, you're laying a dollar bill down every second. Boom, boom, boom. 12 days to get a million of them down. Boom, 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 boom. 31 years to put a billion $1 bills down. Now, what happens with the trillion? Well, counting 1 trillion seconds without stopping, laying down $1 trillion bills without stopping, would take 31,688 years. So I'm going to repeat this for y'all. It's to those who say, I wish they'd say it. We're going to say it again. We're going to take our time with this and say it again, because this is hard to put in your head. $1 million bills laid down 1 second at a time, 12 days, 1 million. $1 billion bills laid down $1 every second will take 31 years. $1 trillion laying it down every second will take 31,688 years. How are you ever going to deal with that? Now you take and multiply that by 34. There is no way out. No way. There's no way out. How do you get out of that? And it isn't just the United States. The entire world is in this position right now. Their numbers may be a little bit different.
A lot different, but nevertheless, it's all relative, right? It becomes an unsustainable number, no matter what country you're in.
When you figure the United States is the largest economy in the world, most powerful economy in the world, when all of a sudden there's no more money, what happens?
Well, and if you look at the interest on the debt, and I know you're probably going to get there, but the interest on the debt, for the federal debt of the $34 trillion, is actually going up by $1 trillion every 100 days. So we're basically, Lance, if you do the math on it, we're basically at around $3.5 trillion that will be added to the debt this year because of the interest on the debt.
Just that alone. So, y'all lock that in. We're going to move on. Okay. We'll come back to this a little bit, but we're going to move on. The United States is involved with a little country who we're supposed to be supporting. And every Christian out there needs to be wholeheartedly prayerful that we are supporting this little bitty country called Israel. A little country called Israel. Israel is the name of a man. The man's name was Jacob. God renamed that man Israel. Israel, his daddy was who?
Isaac.
My tongue got tied up there. Thank you. Isaac, his daddy was who? Abraham. Abraham had two sons. Abraham had Ishmael. And he had Isaac. Ishmael was cast out, and Ishmael became the world of Islam. And what did God say about Ishmael? That he would always have a sword.
Yeah. Well, Abraham did not, Abraham loved Ishmael. And when Ishmael was 13 years old, God spoke to him and told him that him and his mother had to leave the Hagar. And so they had to leave the camp. They could no longer be a part of the camp.
He was cast out. He was kicked out.
So what Abraham said to God was, I will do what you want me to do. I'm paraphrasing, but I want Ishmael to receive the blessing that you gave to me. And God did, in fact, do that. He gave him the exact blessing that Abraham received, but it had one caveat to it. Mm-hmm. And that was this, that the sword would never leave him.
Yep.
And the sword never has left throughout, which is was the beginning of what would be the descendant that would ultimately lead to what we see with Islam today.
So we have that set up. Islam has become a major force in the world. We also have other forces in the world, Marxism and communism, which are the same thing. Okay.
It's just wrapped differently.
The world of Islam has support from Russia, from China, and from all the Middle Eastern countries that are Arab countries are supporting the world of Islam. Israel stands there by herself in the Middle East. She has the United States to be backing her up, and she has England, some of the European countries, the G7 is supposed to also be supporting and backing up Israel, which they say they are.
But they're not.
But they're not, and the rest is yet to be seen. So we take all those factors together, okay, and let's try to boil this down, and let's come down to why it isn't going to make any difference who's going to be the president of the United States. I'm going to tell you right now, my prayers are for Trump, only because I know what he can do and what he intends to do and what he supports. But my point is, it won't matter. And here's why I say this. It won't matter because Islam, Marxism, and communism has been injected into the United States, going way back to early, it actually goes back to the mid-1920s. We will talk about all this stuff when we come back from this break, and we're going to give you the numbers.
Yeah, I want to just mention what you were saying about the presidents real quick before we go. In Daniel, in the second chapter of Daniel at verse 21, God says that he changes the time and the seasons. He removes kings and he raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. What God was saying is that every, whether it is a king, a queen, whether it is a president of the United States, whether it's a mayor of a particular city, he takes those and he raises kings up and he brings them down, ultimately to control them exactly where he wants them to go. We'll take this break. We'll be right back. God bless you.
First and foremost, thank you to the God and Family Country Radio Show for this opportunity. On behalf of the Heroes Health Fair Committee, we would like to invite the people of San Antonio to attend the Heroes Health Fair Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Alice P. McDermott Communication Center located at the University of Incarnate Word. This event is specifically designed for the special needs community spanning all age groups, providing attendees and their loved ones with the opportunity to interact with some of their most cherished superheroes. The health fair offers a complimentary experience featuring enjoyable and secure activities, as well as access to healthcare resources tailored for the caregivers of individuals with special needs. Furthermore, we extend an invitation for participants to dress up in attire resembling their favorite superhero personas. We'll be providing free food and drinks to our guests. Lastly, we'll have a San Antonio Spurs special guest at the event. To get your tickets, visit our Facebook page at Future Healthcare Heroes of UIW and get your free tickets today. There are limited spaces for this exclusive event. You can also visit our website, heroeshealthfair.my.canva site. heroeshealthfair.my.canva site. If you are still in need of more information about the event, please call us at 210-789-4498. 210-789-4498. We can't wait to see everyone become a hero Saturday, April 27th at the UIW Convocation Center.
My dad, a gentleman, taught me valuable lessons growing up. Walk closely with God, have a strong work ethic, and always do the right thing. When working with clients, these lessons have served me well. When we meet, you'll have a thorough understanding of the strategies we use. Robin Hoppe is here, president of Big State Financial. Ultimately, we will find out what your goals are in retirement. When do you want to retire? Do you have enough saved to retire, or is there a gap? If you want your hard-earned retirement safe, protected from market losses, and an income for life, call me. 210-373-6000. If you're concerned about outliving your retirement savings, call me. 210-373-6000. We're here to serve, and as my dad taught me, always do the right thing. Give me a call. 210-373-6000. 210-373-6000. And let's get started.
You're listening to the God, Family, and Country Radio Show.
America is freedom. Freedom of speech.
Freedom of religion.
Freedom of enterprise.
And freedom is special and rare.
The God, Family, Country Radio Show on KTSA 550 on your radio dial. Broadcasting across 99 counties all across South Texas. You know, you take all those counties. I've traveled through just about every county that we've got.
In Texas?
Well,
I believe you have.
Well, quite a few of them. Mm-hmm. I haven't been able to hit. I probably only got about a third of them. I will tell you one thing. All the counties west of here and south of here have a lot of goats and sheep out there with nobody else around. So you think they're listening to us?
Absolutely they are.
So there's a
we cover a large area, folks. We cover all the way down to the coastline, of course, all of San Antonio, all the way north up to Waco. We cover east to the other side of Houston, through up to Pasadena. And if you go west, we go all the way to El Paso, just to the right at the beginning of El Paso.
I've had people call me that have heard our show from Beaumont.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a long way, man. Powerful radio station.
Not to mention what we're doing with the podcast show.
And the podcast show on Spotify.
Well, anywhere you get your network that you're getting your podcast from, no matter, we are on there. And like you have mentioned in the past, we're on every continent in the world. And those numbers are certainly growing, especially from what we saw in the last couple of weeks.
Very exciting. This can only happen through God. We're obviously delivering messages that God wants us to get out. And so that's what we're doing, because otherwise it wouldn't be able to happen. How did all this get in this place? How did we get to where we are? Communism, Marxism, communists and Marxists on the left, they've all teamed up with radical Islam to purposely destroy America. That's how we got here. But how have they gone about doing it? Well, one of the ways that they've gone about doing, several of the ways they've gone about doing it, is they've injected themselves into our government. They've infested our government with migration. We're going to talk about migration, then we're going to talk about dollars into the education system.
How about communism inside the universities, right?
Well, that's where we're going. But first we're going to hit this migration thing, and then we're going to go to the dollars into the education system and why I say we don't have a chance. Okay.
Okay.
So, Pastor Kurt, now this is all out of this book, folks. America at War, 2024, 2026, The Sons of Light versus the Sons of Darkness by Mark Biltz, B-I-L-T-Z. You can also find him on YouTube. Look up Mark Biltz, B-I-L-T-Z. I really wish I could find some flaws in his book and what he has to say. I really, really wish I could.
Well,
I haven't been able to find them.
From a biblical standpoint, and that's all that I ever look at. He is absolutely dead on about everything that we've talked about. He has not erred once.
And if some of you out there don't care about the Bible, say I'm not a Christian, well, I feel bad for you, but I'm still going to tell you something else. The numbers here don't lie. So it is what it is, folks. It is what it is. And what it is isn't good. Back in 2023, my brain bubbled there, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, they reported that just under 2,000 Chinese nationals crossed our border in 2022. But the first few months of 2023 was different. There were 4,300 encounters with the Chinese on our border, coming through the border.
No one ever talks about that.
No, well, that number right there, 4,300 in the first few months of 2023 has grown now to today, a little over 40,000 Chinese have come in.
Well, that's an army.
And that's men and women. According to federal data, many are military Chinese men, military-age Chinese men, and a current article that was produced by the Daily Mail on December 6, 2023, by Stephen M. Lepore, he stated that a huge group of well-dressed Chinese migrants with smart luggage, that doesn't mean it was intelligent luggage, it means it was really, it was high-end luggage. They're waiting to be processed after illegally crossing the border from Mexico into California. The article mentioned that the fiscal year of 2023 produced a reported 24,048 Chinese citizens. Now, I've seen it and I've read it and I've heard it that as of this date, mid-April 2024, that number is now a little over 40,000 Chinese. Folks, that's an army. That is an army. Well, let's talk about the Chinese for just a minute before we go on with the rest of these numbers. Okay, Pastor? Sure. I saw an interview with several people when we had the Olympics and the Chinese were here in the United States. Not a single person in China is out from underneath the thumb of the Chinese Communist Party. A Chinese citizen leaves China and comes to the United States. They're controlled back at home because the Chinese government has control of those family members that person belongs to. If they defect or don't do what their mission has been given to do, the family members are executed or put in prison. So it's total control.
Sounds like the same thing that when somebody's leaving Iran.
Yes. So we got 40,000 of these folks plus here in the country now.
Or Afghanistan. I mean, they kind of go on.
That 40,000 Chinese that are under the thumb of the Chinese Communist Party. China has its own police department inside the United States now. And I've seen interviews on some of the news channels with some of the Chinese people that have been captured, been interviewed. Their faces have been blocked out. Their voices have been distorted. But they have admitted just exactly what I've said. They're scared to death for their family, terrified for their family. And they're terrified of the Chinese police departments that are here in the United States. Now, they're not a police department like what we have, you know, jails and bars and everything. No, this is like, you know, World War II, Cold War Russia. You know, they're the spies lurking around watching. So, okay, let's go on a little bit more. 2023, we got 24,000 Chinese, now over 40,000. So Border Patrol has also announced that in 2021, over 10,000 special interest aliens were encountered. This is back in 2021. And as late as October 23, over 10,000 special interest people have come across our border. Means they're terrorists. That's gobbledygook. Special interest is gobbledygook for terrorists. They don't want you to understand they're saying they're terrorists. They know that they're terrorists. They know that they're criminals. They know that they're coming into the United States. They also included 6,386 Afghans, 3,153 Egyptians, 659 Iranians, and 538 Syrians. Now, that was back in 2023. There were over 600,000 illegal migrants that evaded law enforcement at the southern border. Folks, they're now saying we have over 16 million illegal immigrants in the United States.
I think the number's closer to 20, though, Lance. I mean, I know that's the numbers, but I think
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? It's higher than, a lot higher than.
And you know, Pastor, I try to keep this shaved, you know, because the numbers are so preposterous. We have an invading army in our United States. They have infiltrated our government. They go wherever they want to go. We just read articles just this week. Pastor Kurt and I both saw the same thing almost at the same time. Illegal immigrants are now being placed into Veterans Administration homes.
Housing. Yep.
Housing, where our disabled veterans, our veterans of old age, are to be able to go to retire. That's part of the contract with the veteran. I'm a veteran. I have the opportunity that if I can no longer take care of myself, I could go check myself into. It's like a veteran's nursing home, but a lot better, a lot better. I've seen them. They're a lot better. You can even have your own bottle of Jack Daniels in there if you want to. You can even smoke your own cigarette or cigar. If I wind up in there, bring me some cigars. Will you, Pastor Kurt?
Well, yeah, well, I'll just grab them from your place because you got plenty.
Well, yeah, you never know whose grubby little fingers will get in there. So these numbers alone are problematic, but now we're going to carry it further.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you do that right after break?
Okay.
We're going to take this break. Stay tuned. You're in for some great information. This is the God, Family, and Country Radio Show right here on KTSA, 550 AM and 107.1. We'll be right back. God bless you.
First and foremost, thank you to the God and Family Country Radio Show for this opportunity. On behalf of the Heroes Health Fair Committee, we would like to invite the people of San Antonio to attend the Heroes Health Fair Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Alice P. McDermott Communication Center located at the University of Incarnate Word. This event is specifically designed for the special needs community spanning all age groups, providing attendees and their loved ones with the opportunity to interact with some of their most cherished superheroes. The health fair offers a complimentary experience featuring enjoyable and secure activities, as well as access to healthcare resources tailored for the caregivers of individuals with special needs. Furthermore, we extend an invitation for participants to dress up in attire resembling their favorite superhero personas. We'll be providing free food and drinks to our guests. Lastly, we'll have a San Antonio Spurs special guest at the event. To get your tickets, visit our Facebook page at Future Healthcare Heroes of UIW and get your free tickets today. There are limited spaces for this exclusive event. You can also visit our website, heroeshealthfair.com/my.canva site. heroeshealthfair.my.canva site. If you are still in need of more information about the event, please call us at 210-789-4498. 210-789-4498. We can't wait to see everyone become a hero Saturday, April 27th at the UIW Convocation Center.
You're listening to the God, Family, and Country Radio Show.
You are born to stand out. Set yourself apart from this corrupt generation. Be saints.
The God Family Country Radio Show on KTSA 550. We're working our way through the first chapter of America at War 2024 to 2026, The Sons of Light versus the Sons of Darkness. This America at War title, 2024 to 2026, the title is based on the prophecies that Pastor Mark Biltz has discovered that he believes, according to his prophecies, the Lord's prophecies that Pastor Biltz has discovered. And Pastor Kurt and I, we've reviewed this. We've looked at it. We've looked at all the signs. And we think he's, unfortunately, he's probably right.
Not unfortunately, he is right. And thankfully so.
It looks like we're heading in the United States to extreme military problems within our borders.
Well, look what the FBI, they came out and said it again this way. I think it was Christopher Wray that was speaking about it. He is telling us, the FBI is saying that it is imminent that there is going to be an attack from within.
Yeah. Yeah. And he said it so many times.
If there's anybody really, you know, people have their thing about Christopher Wray. On this subject, he has been really touting it to let people know it's coming. And the only other way I could paraphrase what he is saying is saying it's coming like a freight train. And it's going to hit us in ways that we never thought possible would happen.
Well, so now we have the National Security Council of the United States, and they want to tell us that all is good. All is fine. Because money that we give to the Middle East, that we gave Iran $6 billion back in 2023, John Kirby, the National Security Council, said, all is good because we put the money in a bank that Qatar, Q-A-T-A-R, Qatar controls to block Iran from accessing it after the Hamas attack of October 7th. He says, all is good. Hamas can't get to the money because Qatar controls it. Well, we're getting ready to talk about Qatar. So Qatar, unfortunately, folks, I think is like saying that, you know, the Qatari media outlets continue to support Hamas. They still publish cartoons that are depicting Israel as Nazi Germany. That's Qatar. And the U.S. Department of Treasury has declared that they will sanction Hamas operatives and their financial facilitators. Well, guess what? Surprise, surprise. Qatar has members who manage a secret Hamas investment portfolio with a Qatar-based financial facilitator, with close ties to the Iranian regime. Did you get that? Qatar has given Hamas over the last decade and what has enabled Hamas to fund their attack in Israel, October 7th, 2023. Qatar has donated $1.8 billion to Cornell University. Qatar has even influenced our school systems throughout, more than what people understand and realize. Are you aware that since 1997, Qatar has donated more than $103 million to Virginia Commonwealth University? And you're going to say, well, but that's okay. They're controlled. Qatar, let's go back again. Qatar-based financial facilitators with close ties to the Iranian regime who supports Hamas. But yet we're allowing Qatar to be able to give money to our universities. Here's where the problem is. The basic problem is right here. Pastor Kurt, before I go on with this, here's a question for you. We're one generation. Mm-hmm. Who's the generation behind us? And the generation behind them that's coming up. The generations coming up are the generations that are receiving the education from these institutions that are being financially supported by organizations that support financially Iran and Hamas. So when you see people standing in the streets, blocking the Golden Gate Bridge, demonstrating by the thousands in the streets with their hands painted red, symbolizing that that would be the blood of Israel on their hands, and you ask yourself, how did this happen? Well, I'm going to do this again. $103 million to Virginia Commonwealth University out of the nation of Qatar. Qatar has donated $1.8 billion to Cornell. In addition to that, since 2023, Qatar has donated $700 million to Texas A&M. And since 2004, Qatar donated $740 million to Carnegie Mellon University. Since 2025, Qatar has donated $760 million to Georgetown University for a school of politics. Georgetown students sparked outrage when events honoring the martyrs of Palestine, the ones who slaughtered 1,300 innocent people.
Well, you asked me the question, and I'm just going to say that if you're looking at, look at America, I think we, a lot of Americans were shocked to see how many Hamas, Hezbollah supporters that there are in the United States. Now, relatively, it's still a small number, right? But it is it's shocking to see the numbers. Well, look at the age of these people. They are that generation you were talking about. They are the generation behind us that have come up. These are 20-year-olds, early 30s that have been indoctrinated from all of these universities. I mean, parents spent, you know, hundreds, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars to send their kids to school to become stupid.
I have two nephews, full-grown men. One in his 30s, the other one in his early 40s, that believe this stuff, that believe it. They believe that Israel needs to be destroyed. They believe Israel is the one that is guilty. Oh. And guess what? One has 4 degrees, then the other one has 1 degree. All their degrees came out of universities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is what has happened. And it's shocking at first. I was certainly shocked to see so many of them, but it's not surprising. We were told that in the last days that there would be not only the falling away that takes place, but there would be a people that would be unloving and uncaring, and they would be so far from any biblical understanding at all. They would be lovers of themselves, and they're doing this, quote unquote, under compassion. You and I have talked about this many times on the show about Palestinians, Hamas, who they really are. If you happen to be a gay or lesbian individual in the United States and you are supporting Hamas, I pray it would never happen.
Big mistake.
I'm praying it would never happen to you. But if you were ever dropped in Gaza, do you have any idea how long you would last?
Oh, they'd be beheaded immediately, or stoned,
or hung,
or hung,
simply because of who you are.
Yep.
And yet, these are the ones that, or I shouldn't say, they're a part of them are the ones that are chanting these things for Hamas. They think that they're doing something that is charitable, and what they're doing is absolute evil. It's horrific in nature to see how far our nation has fallen in such a short period of time. But you know what this comes down to, Lance? I did a Bible study this week on boldness. What happened to the Christian about being bold in who they are? Why do we have the problems in the universities that we have? If you remember several years ago when we had Jim Simpson on, he was the, you remember him. He was the in charge of office and budget for the White House under four different presidents, starting with Reagan. And we were talking, he had written a book about communism and how it infiltrated its way into the universities. And it was the Ivy League schools of where they went, which at the time, which was in 1919, that those Ivy League schools were seminaries. In fact, there were presidents of the universities that were Christians. These were Christian seminaries. And so he said, this is where communism eked its way in. And ultimately what happened was, is because the Christian presidents did not want confrontation, they allowed it to happen, hoping that the next generation would come in and that would go in there and clean house. Well, guess what happened? Nobody did anything. And it's worked its way to where it is today, where there's complete and total, I would say no control, but control from the standpoint of communism continuing to grow. And so we shouldn't be shocked by any of these things. We should not be. But it is interesting in what happened to the Christian. You know, I've said many times on the show, I put a lot of the blame on the things that are happening in America today squarely on the shoulders of the church, because the church refused to stand up, because they were refusing to be bold and say, this is God's word. This is what our nation was founded on, Judeo and Christian values. And these are the values that are going to remain in America today. That ship has sailed.
You know, Pastor Kurt, when I grew up as a kid, I was raised under the concept that your feelings and your emotions do not matter. They do not. Now, a lot of you are going to say, oh, that sounds terrible. No, your feelings and emotions, you keep that to yourself. That doesn't matter. The only thing that really matters is logic.
What do I say about
feelings? And logic.
I say this about feelings all the time. Feelings are fleeting. How you feel today is not how you're going to feel tomorrow, and it's certainly not how you're going to feel a week from now or a year from now.
But what has happened is that this regime of people that has been pushed through the universities has flipped it to your feelings are what matters.
Of course.
You poor little baby.
Right.
You poor little sweetheart. Oh, did they say something bad about you? You know, when I was a kid growing up, I'm 77. Okay. So I gave you my age. So now you can understand the dates I'm talking about. You go back into the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, ethnic jokes were really considered to be a friendly thing, a kind thing. You made fun of the
well, let me give you an example of that. Look at the Rat Pack. You know, we were talking about Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah.
Dean Martin, Joey Bishop. I think there was one more I'm trying to remember, but it doesn't make any difference.
Jews, Italians, black.
They would make fun of each other in their shows.
Yeah.
But it wasn't vicious, and it was something, and they called them the Rat Pack because they were the best of friends.
It was like a gallows humor, you know, and everybody thought it was hilarious. Everybody thought it was funny because, you know what, people knew how to laugh at themselves.
That's right.
People could laugh at themselves. Today, the youth that has come out of the universities, they won't only laugh at themselves. Don't you dare even think about laughing at them. Oh, you're going to hurt their feelings. Well, this is all based around feelings. They're trying to get this straight in my head so I can get it out right to you. When we look at the people demonstrating in the streets against Israel, they have flipped the narrative. They have turned the narrative over, and they've turned it into a lie. They're telling the lie that Israel is the aggressor on Palestine. Well, we got a story we're going to talk about Palestine. not a story. We're going to talk about some facts about Palestine and about Palestinians, because they're all lies. There's no Palestine. There's no Palestinian. Never was. They're a lie. It's a fable, but they're functioning and living under that lie. And that lie they're using to be able to talk about how Israel, now get this, the Palestinians wearing those checkered rags around their heads and around their necks and across their faces and carrying that Palestinian or the Iranian flag, they're trying to tell you that Israel is the aggressor on Palestine. Well, they're not. It's Hamas, who are Palestinian, backed by Iran, that attacked Israel viciously in the wee hours of a morning, not only viciously, murderously, killing babies, killing pregnant women, without any conscience whatsoever.
Go back to Romans, the first chapter of Romans, starting at verse 18 through 32. What Lance just said was absolutely correct. They have exchanged the truth for a lie. This is who they are. This is the depravity of man. This is the God, Family, and Country radio show. Stay tuned. We've got another hour. You don't want to miss a moment of it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the God, Family, and Country radio show.
Have the strength of character to make the world a better place. Leave your children a United States that they will be proud of.
God bless you all. Welcome back to the God, Family, Country radio show on KTSA 550. If you're just now tuning in, I'm Lance Hoppus, and co-host in the studio with me. He's always here. Even when I
he's always here.
Even when I can't make it, you're here. And it's Pastor Kurt. And I appreciate you so much, Pastor.
You as well, Lance.
We've become best friends. And he's Kurt to me when we're not on the radio show, or hey, you. But on the radio show.
I think you've had a few other choice names for me. Okay?
Well, yeah. And, hey, you got a cigar? Okay. So we're going to continue on with the show. We've been talking about a lot of stuff in the front part of the show. We're pulling a lot of our information from a book that was written by Mark Biltz, B-I-L-T-Z. The title of the book is America at War, 2024 through 2026, meaning that we're getting ready to go into a war inside of America, and it's going to last for a minimum of 2 years. The Sons of Light versus the Sons of Darkness. America at War, 2024-2026. The Sons of Light versus the Sons of Darkness by Mark Biltz. So let's go on with the study that you put together here, Pastor Kurt.
Yeah, well, let's talk about Palestine just for a second, or the Palestinian people for a moment. Here's the truth about who these people are. There's no such thing as a Palestinian, by the way. It is a made-up name that was given to them from Yasser Arafat, where he began the PLO back in the mid-60s. And they were great at marketing the PLO. Everybody remembers Yasser Arafat if you've been around for a while. And there's a lot to be understood, but here it is in a nutshell. The people that we are seeing in Gaza today, they are generational people now, but in the early 60s, these were Egyptian and Jordanian refugees.
In other words, Arafat was Egyptian.
Yes. Yes, he was. Now, the point here is that this name was given to them, and then they started rewriting history to show that the land was belonging to them, which was a complete and total lie. Land has always belonged to Israel. There's 5,000 years worth of history. If you take your Bible and you look at it and go back to the original writings of when God gave the land to the Jewish people. I mean, artifact after artifact, money found, coins found, that shows clearly it was the land of Israel and it belonged to nobody else, God said. It belonged to the Jewish people, and it's still that today. Those people in Gaza are guests. They have no right to a state. The idea of giving a two-state solution to a people that have caused so much horrific damage through Hamas. And by the way, the people that are in Gaza, the ones that were chanting in the streets as they were dragging the hostages by Hamas, just giving praise to Allah, makes every single one of them culpable. Every single one. You want to chant in the street for what they had done to those people? They deserve everything that they're getting from the IDF and a whole lot more. The point is that they've been telling a lie long enough since the mid-60s that people today, because they don't want to take the time to look and research and understand what the truth truly is, have just accepted it. And we have, let's talk about our these kids that are pro Hamas. These are morons, absolute morons. These are people that don't have a brain in their head. You know, when I do a Bible study, and I do several throughout the week, I tell every single person that is there for that Bible study, do not believe what I tell you. Go back and look for it for yourself. In other words, what I'm asking you to do is I want you to be a Berean. Who are the Bereans?
The who?
The Bereans. The Bereans were a people in the first century that were listening to Paul. And they would hear Paul, what he would teach and what he would preach as he was giving the true gospel of God. Paul had said in Galatians 1, teach any other gospel other than the gospel I have given to you. Let him be an anathema or let him be damned. That's how serious teaching the gospel is today. And I know in churches today, I'm getting off on a rant, but churches today are not teaching the true gospel of God. And by the way, the gospel of God is the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, not just the New Testament. But these Bereans would listen to what Paul was saying. And what would they do? They would get together and they said, let's get back to the temple. And they would go back to the temple and they would open the scrolls and they would verify what Paul had told them. They would go back and they would look and say, see here, he was right. He was absolutely correct in what he said. But do we see that today in America? Oh, I'm busy. I've got too much time. No, I am, as a pastor, I am not responsible for anyone's salvation. No one's. I've never saved anybody in my life. And there's a lot of people out there would tell you that they had something to do with maybe your salvation, but they didn't. It was the work of God and God alone. But the Bereans would go back and check. And I tell my people at Bible study, be a Berean. Go back and read what we are looking at and studying and verify of what I'm saying is true. I have no desire to deceive. I do a tremendous amount of work to put these Bible studies together and make sure that they're accurate. Am I fallible? Of course I am. But I try very, very hard not to be. I work diligently at it. That's not trying to set me apart or any of these things that are going on. I'm just saying there's a tremendous amount of work to making sure that what we're going to talk about on that evening is accurate.
You know, listen to what Pastor Kurt's telling you. That thing that sits on top of your shoulders that we call a head is a container for the greatest, most powerful computer and processor in the world. Use it. Think.
The thing of it is, Lance, you know, you stand up in a pulpit, okay? And you're on a Sunday morning and you're teaching a message and everybody just sits there and claps and goes on and said, you know what? I thought I had saw something different or heard something different, but he must be right. He wouldn't have said it. It's got to be 100% accurate. Jesus told us very clearly that in the last days that many false prophets would arise and deceive many. The word many in Hebrew is most. Most people would be deceived in believing in something that was not true. And this is why it's so important for us. This is why we are so screwed up, because we have not gone back and looked at actual history. We've come up with all kinds of cliche words that we want to use today and say, oh, well, you know, they didn't have it right back then. They didn't get, when it comes to our Bible, you either believe every word in it or you don't believe at all. It is that simple. You believe that every dot and tittle in this book is exactly where it's supposed to be. Every word penned by Jewish hands, with the exception of Luke, by the way. Knowing that it was Holy Spirit inspired, that you're looking at the living, breathing Word of God. You don't read it as much as it reads you, and that's why people don't want to read their Bible. And I'm saying this to you because you need to read it. You need to know it. You need to know first how bad you are. In any understanding of the gospel of God, you have to know the bad news before you can ever know the good news. And the bad news is that you were completely, totally lost. You were dead in your trespasses until the work of Christ was done in you. We're going to take this break. We went a little long. God bless you. This is God Family Country Radio Show. We'll be right back.
First and foremost, thank you to the God and Family Country Radio Show for this opportunity. On behalf of the Heroes Health Fair Committee, we would like to invite the people of San Antonio to attend the Heroes Health Fair Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Alice P. McDermott Communication Center located at the University of Incarnate Word. This event is specifically designed for the special needs community, spanning all age groups, providing attendees and their loved ones with the opportunity to interact with some of their most cherished superheroes. The health fair offers a complimentary experience featuring enjoyable and secure activities, as well as access to healthcare resources tailored for the caregivers of individuals with special needs. Furthermore, we extend an invitation for participants to dress up in attire resembling their favorite superhero personas. We'll be providing free food and drinks to our guests. Lastly, we'll have a San Antonio Spurs special guest at the event. To get your tickets, visit our Facebook page at Future Healthcare Heroes of UIW and get your free tickets today. There are limited spaces for this exclusive event. You can also visit our website, heroeshealthfair.my.canva site. heroeshealthfair.my.canva site. If you are still in need of more information about the event, please call us at 210-789-4498. 210-789-4498. We can't wait to see everyone become a hero Saturday, April 27th at the UIW Convocation Center.
You're listening to the God, Family, and Country Radio Show.
Our Constitution is a document in which we, the people, tell the government what it is allowed to do. We, the people, are free.
God bless you. We're grateful that you're listening tonight for the God, Family, and Country Radio Show. It is an awesome, awesome opportunity for me to be here with Lance and to be able to do the show and to be able to touch the hearts of so many people. And we have faithful listeners that I know that are Bereans, that are going back and looking, checking, making sure it's right. Like I said, I've never been responsible for anybody's salvation. I'm only responsible to a certain extent of what I'm teaching to make sure that it's truthful. In fact, God tells me as a teacher, as a preacher, I will be judged twice as hard as someone who's not. That's part of the reason why I want to make sure I get it right. The other part is that I, my desire in my heart is to be pleasing to my Lord. When Lance began the show, we were talking about this constant state of crisis that our nation is in. And we are now in a constant state of crisis. He talked about COVID and he talked about the lockdowns and he talked about all the global issues. He talked about, the Russia invading Ukraine and what all of the mess that is called and the billions and billions of dollars that's been spent, not to mention all of the lives that have been lost. And we're talking hundreds of thousands on both sides. We had the events of this last October 7th that we're now close to 7 months on. It's unbelievable. That took place in Israel with Hamas. And the question I had asked is, do you think it could get any worse? And the answer is exactly right. It can get worse and it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. But the constant state of crisis that we're in and that we see today is exactly what Jesus said would happen to the world just before he was going to return. And I'll pick it up at Matthew. And if you want to follow along in Matthew in the 24th chapter, I'm just going to read verses 3-8 and look and see what's taking place. Now, the disciples had asked some very important questions. And we're going to look at those questions because they had just come out of the temple with Jesus. They came out of the temple, and now all of a sudden the disciples were sort of bragging about the temple and the massive size of the stone, some of them tons and 15, 20 tons of stone. And Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, "Do you not see all of these things? Not one stone shall be left upon the other. Not one." And so now this has got the disciples' attention. And now they start walking out to the Mount of Olives. And I pick it up in verse 3 where it says, "Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives," this was Jesus, "the disciples came to him privately saying, 'Tell us, when will these things be?'" And again, they're talking about the destruction of the temple, all of these stones coming down. And then they asked two other very important questions. And it's this: "What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" And Jesus says in verse 4, "And Jesus answered and he said to them, 'Take heed that no one deceives you.'" What is Jesus saying here? He's saying that deception was going to be the key indication of his coming. I realize that in America and across the world, deception has always been there. But if you've been on this planet for, 40 or 50 years, it's not hard for you to look back and go, "Man, you're right. We've never seen the deception that we're seeing today. It has increased 100-fold. But he says in verse 5, he says, "For many will come in my name saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled. For all of these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet," Jesus said. And he says in verse 7, "For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, and there will be pestilence and earthquakes in various places." Jesus says all of these things are the beginning of sorrows. He was telling us it was going to get much worse. Many other scriptures or variations of the Bible will describe it like birth pangs. If you're a woman and you've given birth, ladies, you know what I'm talking about. When the labor pains begin, they don't get better. They get worse. And they become more and more frequent, quicker and quicker and quicker, more painful until the birth of that baby takes place. And this is what God is describing here to us. So what are those signs that Jesus is talking about? Well, we don't have to guess because Jesus told us these things. The prophets told us, and the Bible is filled with verses that tell us these things. Jesus told us to recognize the general time frame of his return. And when the disciple says, "Tell us the signs of your coming and the end of the age," in Matthew 24 and 3, Jesus told them a number of things to look out for. And he said to them, "When you see these things, you will know that my return is near. I'm right at the door." That's further on in Matthew in the 24th chapter, where Jesus just gets through describing the parable of the fig tree. And if you're continuing to read in Matthew 24, you will come to this parable of the fig tree, of where Jesus is describing Israel, the rebirth of Israel. And as Israel begins to bloom again, as it begins to grow as a nation again, as it becomes a powerful nation, and Israel has done all of these things. They're not a superpower, but they are a major power. They're nuclear. The security systems that they have built are paramount in the world today. Their education, their agriculture, all of these things. All of these things have happened. Jesus says, I have my hand on the door and I'm ready to open it. I'm going to come through. But he says something really unique after that. He says, and this generation, he was speaking of the generation of that day as Israel begins to bloom again. He says, that generation will be the terminal generation that will see my return. It's how close we are to the signs. And when Lance is talking about Pastor Mark Biltz that we had on the show and talking about some of these things, Lance and I have started to read this book, and even more detail is being given than what we had on the show. And I'm telling you, it is absolutely fascinating. We've gone back and we've looked. He's dead on accurate. He's absolutely right about all of it. All of these things Jesus said to us. And he said to us even later on, he says, when all of these things begin to happen, look up, for your salvation is near. You see that in Luke in the 21st chapter. And keep in mind that all of these signs that I'm talking about haven't always been present. Generations of Christians lived and died without witnessing any of these signs. Abraham would have rejoiced to see this day, just as Jesus said he would have rejoiced to see him coming. Why would Abraham rejoice over Jesus? Well, Jesus was the one that was talking to Abraham. Jesus is God. Yes, he is the Son of God. But the nature and the mind between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is one. One mind. Doing three different purposes, but all the same. Today, Jesus said to us that when you see these signs, that you will know that his return is near, that his hand is on the door. Jesus said generational witnessing of these signs will not pass away before his return. And this is what we're going through. It's not going to get better, folks. It is going to get worse. But it's not doom and gloom for a believer. Jesus said very clearly in Revelation in the third chapter, when he was speaking of the true church, he said, I will keep you from the hour of trial. The hour of trial is the 7-year period of tribulation. That he's going to protect us and he's going to look after us. He's going to keep us safe. I believe with all of my heart and believe it in deep down in my soul that the rapture of the church will take place before that takes place. But the point is all of these signs are here that he talked about, and even so much more. We've had the pestilence, and don't be surprised as we get closer to the election that all of a sudden there's a breakout somewhere of something else. The world that we live in is an evil world, and we need to understand that we as Christians, as believers in the Word of God, that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. When we went into baptism, we died to who we used to be. We came out a new creature in Christ Jesus. This is not our home. It is not our home, but we are here. And the job that he has given every single Christian on the entire planet is to teach the gospel. Teach it. Know it and teach it. And that's what each and every single one of us should do. But you see, it goes back to what I was saying during Bible study. You got to be a Berean. You got to go back and verify. You got to go back and look at what I just talked about in Matthew 24, you got to go back and see it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Go back and look. Anybody with a fourth grade education, probably a third grade education, can read Matthew 24 and know exactly what it says. You just have to read it. And then in your walk, you got to be bold. Somebody's coming up and you know they're telling you a bold-faced lie. You got to tell them, hey, I don't know what you're talking about, but what you're saying is absolutely not true. And here's why. Here's what God's word says. It's an absolute lie. You should be holding your pastors responsible, by the way. You should be holding the elders of the church. You should be holding them responsible. Do they really know what they're teaching? Again, it's back to being a Berean. Go back and verify it for yourself. It's the only way you're ever going to know. And I'll tell you what, I am not a smart guy. I'm just telling you, it's not hard. You can read it. There's places you can go that will help you, especially if you want to go back and look at individual words in the scriptures and you want to look at the original Greek and Hebrew. I'll give it to you. It's a free site and it's accurate. It's called eSword, just like a sword in your hand, eSword. And you go there and you put in a Bible verse and you can get the original Greek and you can get the Hebrew and you can get the Aramaic. And you can have everything that you need to know what that verse actually is, because there are things in Hebrew that don't translate very well into English. And so to go back to the root of the word and have that understanding just takes what you've been reading and bring it to life in ways that you've never seen before. This is what's important, Lance. I'm glad you happy that we had the chance to bring that up and talk about it, because we are so very, very close to our Lord's return. I don't think it's long. I'm not a date setter. All I know is that when he says, when you see all of these things, know that my hand is on the door and he's coming very quickly. And all of these things are happening right now. This is the God, Family, and Country Radio Show. We're going to take a break. I wanted to encourage you, please, to go to our podcast on the God, Family, Country Radio Show. All you have to do is go to anywhere you're getting your podcast now, put in the God, Family, Country Radio Show, and then add Pastor Kurt, because there are other podcasts that use the God, Family, Country Radio Show. So put in Pastor Kurt next to it. It'll come up to the top. You'll be able to hit follow and be a part and see all the previous shows. We'll take this break. God bless you. We'll be right back.
The Jewish Foundation of San Antonio has set up an Israel Crisis Fund. Your donation will be matched dollar for dollar by a $1 million match from the Bar Yedidin Family Foundation. 100% of your donation and that match goes directly to the victims of terror on Israel. Here's how you get in touch with them to make your donation. Write this down. Jewish Federation of San Antonio. Their phone number, 210-302-6966. That number again, the Jewish Federation of San Antonio. You can contact them to donate to the Israel Crisis Fund. 210-302-6960. Remember, 100% of your donation and that match goes directly to the victims of terror on Israel. We thank you very much.
This message brought to you by Big State Financial.
First and foremost, thank you to the God and Family Country Radio Show for this opportunity. On behalf of the Heroes Health Fair Committee, we would like to invite the people of San Antonio to attend the Heroes Health Fair Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Alice P. McDermott Communication Center located at the University of Incarnate Word. This event is specifically designed for the special needs community spanning all age groups, providing attendees and their loved ones with the opportunity to interact with some of their most cherished superheroes. The health fair offers a complimentary experience featuring enjoyable and secure activities, as well as access to healthcare resources tailored for the caregivers of individuals with special needs. Furthermore, we extend an invitation for participants to dress up in attire resembling their favorite superhero personas. We'll be providing free food and drinks to our guests. Lastly, we'll have a San Antonio Spurs special guest at the event. To get your tickets, visit our Facebook page at Future Healthcare Heroes of UIW and get your free tickets today. There are limited spaces for this exclusive event. You can also visit our website, heroeshealthfair.my.canva.site. heroeshealthfair.my.canva.site. If you are still in need of more information about the event, please call us at 210-789-4498. 210-789-4498. We can't wait to see everyone become a hero Saturday, April 27th at the UIW Convocation Center.
You're listening to the God, Family, and Country Radio Show.
America is freedom. Freedom of speech.
Freedom of religion.
Freedom of enterprise.
And freedom is special and rare.
This is the God, Family, Country Radio Show, KTSA 550 on your radio dial. We're broadcasting out of San Antonio, Texas, and all across the 99 counties of this great state, which 99 counties is just a small chunk of Texas. We're talking about a lot of the subjects and content that are in a book. The name of the book is America at War, 2024-2026, The Sons of Light versus the Sons of Darkness, written by Mark Biltz. You can go online, you can find it, you can go to YouTube, find Pastor Mark Biltz speaking in different programs on there. I have his book in my hand. Pastor Kurt and I had Mark Biltz on the radio show 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, something like
two
that.
Weeks. Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago. Everything here is based on prophecy, and we're going to be talking in this next half hour about some of the stuff that he discusses, and I'm going to be reading quite a bit of it from his book. You're only going to get a wedding invitation if the groom knows you, not just if you know them, any more than you would get a wedding invitation from Jeff Bezos. This brings to my mind a verse from the Tanakh, in Zephaniah 1:7-8, where the Lord has bid his guests and he punishes the king's own children who come in strange apparel. There is a parallel verse in the Brit Kadash in Matthew 22, where the king comes to see his guests and one of the guests do not have on a wedding garment and is sent into outer darkness. Also in Matthew 7:21-23, it states that many will call him Lord and even proclaim that they have done many wonderful works in his name, but he will say that he doesn't know them and that what they are doing are works of iniquity. I want to begin this prophetic work, Mark Biltz goes on to say, with a word to my Jewish friends. I am very aware of the following verse that is used to disregard the signs in heavens. Jeremiah 10:1-2. Hear ye the word which the Lord speaks unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. What he's saying there, I believe, is that he's talking about the signs in heaven, which are the eclipses, the blood moons, the earthquakes that are coming to this world, the plagues that are coming to this world, the wars that are coming to this world. The heathen is going to be extremely dismayed by these things. That bothers me a little bit because it dismays me. I hate to see these things happen. But at the same time, I know they have to happen because the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior, is going to come back. And when he comes back, I'm gone. I'm to be with him. Praise God. Jesus Christ is my Savior. What we're talking about is we're talking about the earthquakes. We're talking about the eclipses that take place. And it's a very timely moment to be talking about it because we just had a huge eclipse transverse across Texas up into Canada and across the rest of the world or wherever it went to. That eclipse, that complete total solar eclipse, is one of only eight that have ever taken place across the United States. Is that correct, Pastor Kirk?
Yeah, total eclipses. That's correct.
Total eclipses.
Mm-hmm.
They were
significant for their dates, right?
Yes, they were. Each eclipse marked a war of the United States.
Civil War.
Well, starts with Revolutionary War.
Revolutionary War, right?
Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World War One, World War Two, Vietnam, the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened on every single one. And so who's that guy? What's that guy's Amalek?
Amalek. Amalek is another word for evil, for Satan. And we know that what is told to us in Exodus that every generation of people receive an Amalek, and the Amalek of our generation is Iran with its proxies, Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, the list goes on and on. And they are this generation's Amalek. And we know that we are on the wrong calendar. We are on a Gregorian calendar, a Caesar pagan calendar. It's one of the reasons why we have leap year every 4 years, because we have to catch up. The calendar has to catch up to the sun, because it's only based upon the sun. And the only true calendar of God is the Jewish calendar. God is the one that gave them to be the keepers of that calendar. We are currently in the first month of the year, which is known, the first month is known as Nisan. And we will see Amalek raise his ugly head in the second month, which will be, I believe it's pronounced ER is the way it's pronounced for the second month. That will begin somewhere around May 6th or through the 9th. That's where that month will begin. And we will start to see war break out in the United States. And there'll be pockets of little wars. This is a lot like what Christopher Wray from the FBI was talking about, that the imminent effects of ISIS and other groups, terrorist groups that are here, are going to start raising their ugly head. They may start out to be small things and then turn out to be big things. But that'll happen and starting in that second month. And why? Because translates from Hebrew into Babylon. And we will see the effects of that will take place in that month. And it's really interesting because God's calendar is perfect because it is based on the sun and the moon. And the interesting thing about the sun and the moon together, that the two of them are in perfect mathematical harmony. And to back all of that up, you can go to NASA's website, and NASA can show you every blood moon, every eclipse, every partial eclipse, full eclipse of the sun, of the moon, and has them all, and can go back 5,000 years. Why? How can they do that? Because they're mathematically perfect. And what Mark Biltz has been able to do, Lance, is he's been able to look, and he was the one who originally discovered the four blood moons, which were going to be two full eclipses over the feast days of God in 2014. That was coming. He discovered this in 2008. But it happened in 2014. He knew it was going to happen. He talked about it. People started, blowing up over the four blood moons. Pastor John Hagee wrote a book about it. But Pastor John Hagee's book that he wrote, he actually went back and interviewed Mark Biltz. He actually flew up to Washington and spent several days with him to get this book to put together called The Four Blood Moons that John put out. And, it's very interesting because the first blood moon in 2014 took place on the first day of Passover. The second blood moon took over to happened on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacle. So they were bookend. Well, you see, in January, there was a full eclipse of the moon. Then it happened again in 2015 on the first of Passover, and it happened again at the end of Feast of Tabernacle. It is a mathematical, what would you say, Lance? It was just unbelievable to find something like that happen, because in the United States, since the United States was founded, we have only had seven or eight full eclipses in the United States.
It's mathematically correct.
Right. It's perfect in every way, shape, and form. Well, we're going to take this break in just a minute. We're going to talk about this when we come back, because it's very important, very significant. What were the four blood moons? What did they really mean from 2014, 2015? And what can we expect with this eclipse that took place just 3 weeks ago? I think you're going to find it fascinating. This is the God, Family, and Country Radio Show. God bless you. I'm Pastor Kurt. Lance Hoppus, the great and mighty Lance Hoppus, is here. Grateful for that. And hang on. We'll be right back.
First and foremost, thank you to the God and Family Country Radio Show for this opportunity. On behalf of the Heroes Health Fair Committee, we would like to invite the people of San Antonio to attend the Heroes Health Fair Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Alice P. McDermott Communication Center located at the University of Incarnate Word. This event is specifically designed for the special needs community spanning all age groups, providing attendees and their loved ones with the opportunity to interact with some of their most cherished superheroes. The health fair offers a complimentary experience featuring enjoyable and secure activities, as well as access to healthcare resources tailored for the caregivers of individuals with special needs. Furthermore, we extend an invitation for participants to dress up in attire resembling their favorite superhero personas. We'll be providing free food and drinks to our guests. Lastly, we'll have a San Antonio Spurs special guest at the event. To get your tickets, visit our Facebook page at Future Healthcare Heroes of UIW and get your free tickets today. There are limited spaces for this exclusive event. You can also visit our website, heroeshealthfair.my.canva.site. heroeshealthfair.my.canva.site. If you are still in need of more information about the event, please call us at 210-789-4498. 210-789-4498. We can't wait to see everyone become a hero Saturday, April 27th at the UIW Convocation Center.
The Jewish Foundation of San Antonio has set up an Israel Crisis Fund. Your donation will be matched dollar for dollar by a $1 million match from the Bar-Yedidin Family Foundation. 100% of your donation and that match goes directly to the victims of terror on Israel. Here's how you get in touch with them to make your donation. Write this down. Jewish Federation of San Antonio. Their phone number, 210-302-6966. That number again, the Jewish Federation of San Antonio. You can contact them to donate to the Israel Crisis Fund. 210-302-6960. Remember, 100% of your donation and that match goes directly to the victims of terror on Israel. We thank you very much.
This message brought to you by Big State Financial.
You're listening to the God, Family, and Country Radio Show.
Our Constitution is a document in which we, the people, tell the government what it is allowed to do. We, the people, are free.
This is the God, Family, Country Radio Show on KTSA 550 on your radio dial. This is a program about God and about God's signs. God does give signs. He does give us a way to be able to watch for His intended next move. He gives us those signs. Pastor Kurt's getting ready to talk about the blood moons. Now I'm going to preface it with something. Blood moons have happened before and before and before.
Oh, sure. They happen all the time.
But the important thing is the timing of when the blood moons this time took place and how they lined up with the other events that took place.
You know, what's so interesting about it, Lance, is that it's only happened 1, 2, 3, 4. It's happened 4 times in history, in all of global history.
What has happened 4 times?
The 4 blood moons. And what I'm talking about is the series that I talked about before we went to break again.
Oh, you're not talking about just seeing one blood moon. You're talking about
the Trinidad.
Yeah. Okay.
So the Trinidad is what's called when you have the 2 blood moons in 1 year, you have the full eclipse of the moon. And then you have the two blood moons in the following year. But these were significant and they were signs from God because they came and fell on the feast days of God. These were holy convocations, which is a command assembly for people to pay attention. And by the way, just so you know, why was it that God would use the stars and the moon and the sun to convey messages to us? He does so because it's incorruptible by man. Man can't screw it up, although I'm sure man can. But in other words, it wasn't given to us in writing where somebody can say it means this or it means that. This was uncorruptible. It could only happen from God. And that's because of the significance of it. So when it happened for the blood moons in 2014, 2015, it was significant for a lot of reasons. It certainly brought on war for Israel, which was ended with the very last day of the year, which was October 7th of last year, of the last month, the last day of the year. It ended in war. It also began in war at the very beginning in 2015. But when did these events happen before? Well, I just told you about 2014, 2015. Go back in history. The last time this Trinidad took place was in 1967. What happened in 1967? Six-Day War. The Six-Day War is when Israel recaptured Jerusalem. And God's prophetic time clock starts and stops with the Jewish people being in control of Jerusalem. So that happened. That's the second one. When did it happen before that? In May of 1948. What was that? That was the rebirth of Israel. You go back all the way to the next one, the final one that came on the earth in history. You have to go back to 1492. What happened there? Well, Columbus was being expelled out of Spain. Well, let's learn. You want to talk about, you know, the screw up of history with Palestinians. There's been a major screw up with Columbus. I'll give you a total shocker. Columbus was a Jew. He's Jewish. Why did he have to leave Spain?
He was also a Christian.
Well, yes, but he was of Jewish heritage.
Correct.
Yeah, Christianity for him came later.
Correct.
But he was a Jew. He was being expelled as a Jew. Why?
Well, when he left Spain, he was Christian.
Why did he be being expelled? Because he was Jewish. King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella gave him a choice. You can stay and be beheaded, or you can leave. Now, why would four blood moons happen then? Well, Columbus founded the New World with the Americas. And in so doing so, became a new homeland for the Jewish people. God, in each one of these exact moments in history, gave us signs and wonders for us to know what it was that had taken place and the significance of it. And he did this in this Trinidad for us to be able to look at. And of course, Pastor Mark Biltz, he had a fascination with astronomy. He's a theologian. He's been studying the Word of God in Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic, as well as in English. And he had this fascination. So he started looking at, hey, you know, there's these eclipses come by, you know, what's the deal with this? And then he found out the mathematical harmony by going and looking at NASA's website, being able to see exactly when all of these things have taken place. And they've, like I said, I think they've only happened, right, Lance, seven or eight times here in the United States? I think it's seven times, but it's amazing what the significance is of this eclipse. Now, we had another one in 2017. They were crisscrossing at this point called in Illinois, in the southern Illinois, known as Little Egypt. And they have other little towns around there, known Cairo and different places that they have there, but it crisscrossed right there. And there was significance in what God is telling us that's taking place, that we are going to see wars, that these things are coming for a very important reason. And it can't be corrupted by man because God has given it to us for us to know. And so this is what Mark Biltz has done with this book that he has produced. And it's just been a great book. I know Lance has been going through it like crazy, right?
I have a hard time staying out of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could understand the whole thing, but I'm going to get there.
Well, you know, the biggest problem, again, it comes down to the calendar. And one of the things that that we have purchased. Yeah,
that's what the calendar looks like.
Yeah.
That's two of the many pages.
People that are listening to the radio can't see that, but this is for the podcast too. So
that's why I did that.
Yeah. And what he's done is he's married the pagan calendar that we are on, that's based only on the sun, and he has married it with the Jewish calendar so that you can see the significance of these dates even going forward. And it is truly amazing. It's a gift from God for us. He says he would show signs and seasons for us. In fact, that reminded me, I want to turn just to Luke in the 21st chapter, starting at verse 25. Here's what Jesus said. He said, "And there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the seas and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectations of those things which are to come upon the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then you will see the Son of Man coming on a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when you see these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your head, because your redemption draws near." These are from the lips of Jesus himself. He's telling us that the seasons that we'd be in, have we ever, Lance, I know you're a great study of history. Have you ever seen the distress of nations the way we have seen it in this day?
Globally?
Globally.
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
At this level. Name me one nation that is above water financially.
Well, that's what you're talking about, distress.
Yes. Well, that would be distress. They're not only are they broke, but they're trying to figure out how they're going to survive.
Well,
we're talking about nations, including the United States.
Well, again, see, this is where I get in trouble. Okay. Because again,
I know how to slap you.
Well, so hang on. See how you're going to block this one. World War I, World War II, World War II, the world was in a depression. Mm-hmm. The nations throughout the world were broken.
Right.
Financially broke. The United States was busted. England was busted. Germany was busted. Mm-hmm. All the nations across the world were financially broke.
Mm-hmm.
The only way they pulled themselves out of it was God's intervention, apparently. And they, you know, the United States got up and got busy, started making stuff.
Okay, so
Russia got up, got busy, started making stuff. So yeah, I've seen this distress before.
Yes, but you didn't see it.
But okay, do what?
Yes. But all of those things didn't have anything to do with the rebirth of Israel, did they?
That's where I was getting ready to say. The World War II, all the distress of World War II, it was called World War for a reason.
Right.
Because every nation in the world was at war or under the influence of the global war. We had Germany, Europe, Japan, and the whole world changed at that time. But the major event took place right at the end of World War II, and that was Israel, 1948.
Right. So have nations gone through financial hardships in the past? No question, but nothing like where we are now. It's total destruction. Total destruction. And it's not just the United States. It's the entire world that's in this position. China, by the way, is broke. Iran was broke until we decided to give them billions of dollars of cash and just drop it out of a C-130 or whatever they call those things. And you remember the pallets of money that they dropped them?
Iran makes me scratch my head.
Well, they are the Amalek.
Well, they are the Amalek. They are Satan. They keep trying to say that Israel's the little Satan, the United States is the big Satan. Well, if Satan is Satan, then look at Iran. That's where Satan is, coming out of Iran. Everything is a distortion. Everything is a lie. This last event of the attack on Israel out of Iran really makes me scratch my head. And I got to say to myself, really? You know, that was an attack? That was a counterpunch for Israel, you know, what they did with bombing the consulate in Syria, the Iranian consulate in Syria. That's their answer. They had a 95% failure rate. 99%. Iran had a 99% failure rate. And one little Israeli girl got injured out of it.
She was a Bedouin. She was a Bedouin little girl. Regardless, she was hit by shrapnel. And that's the only one that hit the ground.
Was she Israeli or not?
I'm not sure if she was. Bedouins, you know, some of them belong, some of them don't.
I don't know either, because she was identified as his girlfriend in Israel, period. So, you know,
regardless, it was a precious life lost.
And I have to, she didn't die.
Yeah, she died. She died in the hospital.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, war, man, war. Just there's, it's horrible. Everybody dies.
There will be an answer for this. That will come. Not many people are paying attention, but you and I talked about it before the show. Hezbollah in the north in Lebanon, the IDF for Israel, their army is now in Lebanon fighting. The missile attacks from Hezbollah in the north part of Israel is now coming at the rate of 200 to 300 per day. It's a full blown war. The Netanyahu has called up 2 brigades of folks, which I had to look up to see how much a brigade is. It's somewhere between 3,000 and 5,000 people. So he's called up what could be a maximum of 10,000 people to fight this battle. And it's going to be a serious one.
I got to get something in here real quick about that.
Sorry, we're about to close. That's okay.
Because I keep hearing about the demonstrations inside of Israel, the people on the streets demonstrating against Israel being in a war with Hamas and Iran. I want to tell you something. You have to understand the populace of Israel. I don't think 50% of the population of Israel are Jewish people. They have the Palestinians, they have the Arabs, they have people from Lebanon, they have people from all over the world. They got Pakistanis there. You know, everybody's in Israel. So when we see these demonstrations, that doesn't mean that the Jewish people of Israel are against Netanyahu.
Well, the reports from polling shows that 92% of Israelis are behind Netanyahu.
Thank you very much.
And with that, why don't you close us?
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, know that we pray continually for peace over Israel, but we also know and understand that yours is what will be done. We pray, dear Lord God, this word reaches many, many ears throughout the world, and that you'd be merciful and forgive us to us of our sins, dear Lord. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen. God bless you. God willing, we'll be with you next week.
There'll be days like this. One, you don't need to worry. There'll be days like this. One, don't worry.